This is Neil Chayet looking at the law. Plenty of AIDS money from the Congress, but this time with a catch. This case got started when Congress appropriated millions of dollars for HIV/AIDS charities with a condition that read, "No funds shall be made available to any organization that does not have a policy explicitly opposing prostitution and sex trafficking." Two charities sued, arguing that conditioning federal funds on a position that had to be taken is unconstitutional. The judge that first heard the case agreed, and the Court of Appeals affirmed, stating that compelling speech as a condition of receiving a government benefit cannot be squared with the First Amendment. The government argued that eradicating prostitution was an appropriate governmental goal, but the court noted that groups such as the World Health Organization have found that reducing penalties for prostitution ranks among the best practices for HIV/AIDS prevention. The issue may be headed to the Supreme Court, but in the meantime, the money will flow, and the world's oldest profession will keep getting older. This is Neil Chayet looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.